The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. Angela and Howard talk about what's new in real estate and answer your buying and selling questions. To participate in today's show, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. And now, here are Angela and Howard.
Good morning, everybody. This is such a gorgeous, gorgeous Saturday. I'm super happy about it. How about you, Howard?
I'm always happy about it. Always happy to be here on the show. I was out last week, but heard you on the radio. You and Christine did a great job talking about mortgages and what's going on here in Northeast Florida. Always great to hear you on the radio and not have me. You didn't banter back at me and say anything down about me.
I mean, it was your birthday. How could I possibly say anything bad about you on your birthday? I mean, you get one day free.
Yeah. Well, you could have said something about, oh, now you're much, much older than you.
Well, that goes without saying.
That goes without saying. Hey, it's a great weekend because it's Father's Day weekend. We're going to do a little tribute in just a few minutes. But before that, you know, we usually start the show by saying, what is special about today? And of course, it's the first day of summer. The summer solstice is here. Longest day of the year. So the sun gets up earlier and stays out longer.
That's great.
Yeah.
I love the summertime.
Yeah. There's also something else special about today. It's Belmont Stakes. It's the Triple Crown. It's the third leg of the
today?
Triple Crown. However, this is the first time in history that it's occurred.
What?
It's the third leg, but the first two, they weren't run this year.
What?
So the third leg is the first leg.
You're so confusing.
Well, the Belmont Stakes is traditionally the third leg of the Triple Crown.
Okay.
However, because of the coronavirus,
The
first leg and the second leg were not run.
Why didn't they do it without an audience?
Well, this one, the Belmont Stakes, is also going to be done without an audience. How about that?
But you're saying the other two weren't.
The other two weren't run at all.
But this one is going to be run.
This one is going to be run, no audience.
Well, we'll see how they do.
We'll see how they do. There are other things special about today that also automatically go with the first day of summer. American Eagle Day.
Ooh,
National Smoothie Day. National Seashell Day. National Daylight Appreciation Day. National Ice Cream Soda Day.
Uh-oh.
Plain Yogurt Day, National Vanilla Milkshake Day.
A whole lot of, like, dairy things happening there. What's that about?
And this is an interesting one. New Identity Day. Now, why would anybody
what does that
do that? I don't know. International Surfing Day.
Alan has an idea.
And one that I think is terrible. Well, go ahead, Alan. You had something?
New Identity Day. My other identity came into effect in 1976, John Kingston. So I'm, you know,
what?
Schizo or psycho or whatever.
Oh, okay. And a couple of, one that I don't like at all, especially what? You don't like. And why this is celebrated, I just cannot imagine. It's International Ragweed Day.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Makes me sneeze just thinking about it.
But a couple of good ones. World Peace and Prayer Day.
Now, I love that.
I like that one.
Amen, amen, amen.
Yes.
That's right. Awesome.
But I do want to talk about tomorrow, because tomorrow is Father's Day. And I do want to give a little talk about that, because we all have fathers. Some are here and some are gone. And I'd like to think about it more than just picking up the phone, call your dad, and saying, hey, happy Father's Day, Dad. Or if you're going to see him, you know, have him over for dinner, whatever it is, go visit him, and just say, happy Father's Day, Dad. It should be something more than that. Take the time to think about a time that there was a special time between you and your dad. Maybe it was when you were young. Maybe if you're a guy, maybe it was the time that he took you fishing for the first time, or your first camping trip, or if you're a guy that you broke up with your first girlfriend and you were really sad, and he gave you some sage advice, perhaps that was it. If you're a female, maybe it was the time that he took you to your first father-daughter dance.
Aww.
Maybe it was the time that you broke up with your first boyfriend and he gave you some consoling words. Maybe it was the time that he walked you down the aisle and whispered things in your ear to tell you how proud he was of you and how happy he was that you were getting married. Maybe it was the time that you got divorced and he hugged you and told you that everything was going to be okay and that you were going to survive this. And maybe your dad is no longer here, but you have those memories and you can sit back and you can think about some of those great memories that you had with your dad. And if you know someone, by the way, whose kids are gone, somebody who's an older dad and whose kids are gone perhaps or doesn't have many people, you can call up that person and just be a friend to that person and say, hey, it's Father's Day, and I just wanted to tell you that I know that you've been a great friend to me, and I just want to give you an extra happy Father's Day. So don't just think of it as a day to say, hey, happy Father's Day, Dad. Make it special, and it will be special for them, but it will also make it special for you. So, Angela, I know your dad is no longer here, and I know that you've told me over the years many special things about your dad that made him very, very special for you. Those
are you trying
trips?
To pull tears here today? What are you doing, Howard? Are you familiar with the term Debbie Downer?
Well,
you're kind of pulling the heartstrings here.
But those are great, great memories.
Well, they are great memories.
So, anyway,
yes. Make fishing. It something. I learned how to fish and boat and everything. Yes.
So,
absolutely.
Make it special with your dad, whether he's here with you or not. My dad's 95 years old. I speak with him every day. And I'm thankful for so many things that he has brought into my life. He makes me smile every day. He's given me great advice through the years. He was very much involved in my life growing up, and I'm glad to have him. I don't know how much longer he's going to be around, but he's great to be in my life, and it's more than just me calling him up and say, happy Father's Day. I'm going to tell him about a time when he was 65 years old, and we went on a whitewater rafting trip, and we got out of the boat and went onto a little cliff that was about 12 feet up. And at that time, I was 40-something, and I never thought that at 65, he would jump off that cliff and jump into the water. And now I'm over 65. I'm 66.
Would you do it?
And absolutely, I would do it. Absolutely,
yes.
I would do it.
Spirit of adventure, yes.
Yes. So spend time with your family. Give Dad an extra call, and if you usually talk to him for 2 minutes, make it a 10-minute call and make it special for him. All right, that's my tribute to dads all over the world.
Yes.
So thank you all for listening and for indulging in me as I give my tribute to dads all over the world.
Yes, I think that was awesome, Howard. It did make me want to cry, though.
All right, we've got a lot to talk about here on Real Estate Radio today. We're going to take your calls. We're going to tell you about what's going on locally as well as some national stuff because there really is some interesting things going on. And some people say, oh, because of the coronavirus, things are down. We're here to tell you they're not down except for one thing. One thing's really down. Interest rates. Oh, my gosh. A new record this past week on interest rates. We're going to tell you that. But what's happened here in Jacksonville? Are prices going up, going down because of the coronavirus? A lot of people think because of the coronavirus, prices are going down. I did an analysis as of yesterday. We'll tell you about that when we get back. Stay with us, everyone. Good morning, WBOB listeners. It's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I want to thank you for tuning in with us. It's been such a great pleasure to be on the radio with you, giving you advice on buying and selling, as well as answering your questions on the air. Thank you so much for the trust that you have in us as professional, experienced realtors with over 20 years of combined experience. We want you to know that when it's time to sell your home, we want to be your realtor. We will focus on your home, your family, and your time frame. Our team will customize a marketing plan to give you the best exposure to get you the best price and have the best selling experience possible. Whether it's a condo or a house, a short sale or a regular sale, a $200,000 home or a mansion, you will get the same great service. Call us at 421-7950 and join the multitudes of others that have experienced the Angela and Howard team advantage.
Are you buying a property being sold by HUD? As a buyer, you can select Watson Title Services of North Florida as your settlement agent. Avoid having to deal with out-of-town companies. And make sure you get the world-class customer service of Watson Title Services that Angela and Howard have come to expect. Call them at 461-3220 when you're looking at buying a HUD property to ensure your purchase goes through as smoothly as possible. That's 461-3220. Angela and Howard do.
Angela and I are reaching out to all of our fellow realtors. Do you recommend mortgage lenders that only have one or two basic vanilla types of mortgage products? So many home buyers need one of the many different flavors of mortgages that Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners offers. Don't lose a buyer because you can't get them qualified to purchase a home. From self-employed to no tax returns to one day out of bankruptcy to even bank statement only programs, you can even get your buyers up to a $2,000 tax credit every year of the loan. Give Christine a call at 514-6969. That's 514-6969.
Angela Walker and Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. not only come to you every Saturday morning, but they would also like to work with you when you need them the most. That is, when you need to buy or sell a home. They pride themselves in giving you their very best effort every day and in every way. There are many realtors in the First Coast to choose from. Let them show you the Howard and Angela team advantage. Call them at 421-7950 or email them at realestateradio@yahoo.com. This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday.
Yes, everything is opening back up. More stores are opening.
Yeah.
The economy is coming back. More people are getting hired. I love it.
Yes, and the beautiful blue skies I see behind you. I'm so happy. I'd left the house and it was all doom and gloomy looking. I was thinking, oh, you know, we have open houses today. I did not want it to be overcast. But, I mean, if it is, it's okay. And why do I think that's okay? Howard, do you know?
Let's see. What is the line?
If you like it in the rain, you're going to love it in the sunshine.
Yeah, we got a brand new listing to tell everybody about that
absolutely
is bargain priced, less than $250,000.
Well, you say bargain price, that makes it sound like it's low and not worth buying. It is perfectly priced.
It is
perfectly priced. This house has had a brand new kitchen put in it. Brand new flooring throughout the home. That luxury vinyl tile looking.
Yeah.
I love that. And a brand new hall bathroom. And the Florida room has been converted to being air conditioned and heated. That's not even included in our square footage. That's extra bonus. This is a great home. It's all brick.
Yeah.
It's on a cul-de-sac.
It's great for a first-time home buyer. Oh, my God.
It's in Orange Park. No HOA. No CDD.
Great curb appeal.
Has a tennis court area, a playground area, and you don't even have to pay for that. Now, they do have a voluntary association like so many of the older neighborhoods do where it's $50 a house. Who cares? Big deal. You spend that on dinner. That's no big deal.
And that's per month. That's per year.
Yeah, per year.
How about that? We're going to tell you more about that in the fourth segment. But we want to tell you what's happened this past week in the metropolitan area. So Angela, as usual, takes care of that. So what happened this week?
Well, Howard, this past week for homes and condominiums, 942 offers got accepted. That's up 16%. That is a lot. People think business isn't happening. It's happening. 621 new homes came on the market, and that number's up 34% from the previous week. 197 of the 621 that came on the market already under contract. And that is, ready, 32%. There are buyers in the marketplace, right? Okay. Also, 51 of those homes went under contract on the very first day, even. And 548 of you actually closed on a home for yourself, and we say congratulations.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting.
Busy week.
There's still not enough homes on the market. You know, we take people out. You've taken a couple of people out, and, you know, so many homes get sold the first day. So many of them sell for 100% of the purchase price. And our customers are missing them. There just aren't enough homes on the market. And the builders are even trying to catch up. We're going to talk about that a little bit later. So are we up or are we down for the year? We're down from this time last year because of social distancing, and some people lost their income as well as fear of losing income. But there are many people still with jobs that are secure, like first responders and government workers and law enforcement, healthcare, military, people who are retiring or already retired, and truckers and tradespersons and even realtors, people that build houses and those that provide items that go into grocery stores and so many more. Also, many people have started to go back to work, as I mentioned. You know, we all have to live somewhere, and the need for housing transactions is continuing. So I decided yesterday I'm going to try something. See, the multiple listing service has the ability to look at transactions on an ad hoc basis, meaning that I can go in, or any realtor can go in and do an analysis. So I decided to do an analysis between January 1st and yesterday, and compare 2020 to the same period last year.
Okay.
January 1st through yesterday of 2019. Total active listings are down 7%. Now, we've been talking about that, you know,
yes,
for months and months and months and months. That,
yeah,
listings,
but a lot of people
down,
think it's down like 25%. So what you're saying is, in real time, you're looking at the data, it's down 7%.
It's down 7%. Sold home. Now, this is residential that I'm talking about. Solds are down 8%.
Okay.
So when you have less listings, you have less sold properties.
Sure.
And, of course, for, you know, a couple of months during the coronavirus, a few less properties were sold because there are a few less people in the market because of the people that, you know, weren't able to buy. But here's the interesting thing, and a lot of people have said that are not in the know, thought, and even realtors have thought this, well, prices are going to go down.
Yes, we'll get such a great deal. People are desperate.
Yes.
That's not true.
For the same period, January 1st through yesterday, the average price of homes in all of the residential multiple listing service has actually gone up 7%.
Dun, 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 dun. Now, I'm an economic scholar, so I can tell you why. Supply and demand. There's not a lot of supply. We still have demand. Prices are up.
We still have a lot of demand.
Yes.
So
if you're thinking about selling, you need to go ahead and put your home on the market. If it makes sense to you, that's what you should do if you really are serious about it, because there are serious buyers in the marketplace. That's the other thing that I found really interesting during this time, Howard, is our tire kickers, they kind of went to the wayside. The serious buyers are in the marketplace. So if you put your house up for sale, you're likely, as long as you follow the rules that we always tell you, make it cute. If it looks good and it's priced right, it's going to sell, and it's going to sell fast.
Now, here's some other things that are good predictors. This past week, mortgage applications increased for the 8th week in a row. In fact, now this is a surprising one. Mortgage applications are at the highest level in 11 years.
Yeah, I saw that. That's crazy.
11 years, and they're 6.7% higher than a year ago.
So now that counts refis as well as new loans, purchases, right?
Yeah. And here's another interesting thing. 41% of the offers, now there's a little delay here. Now, this was for April.
Yeah.
41% of all offers were met with a competing offer.
Yes, we are seeing multiple offers. Anything under $500,000 is getting multiple offers all the time.
Now, another indicator is home builders. Home builders are optimistic. Building permits are up 8.5% over last year. And last year was a big year.
It was a great year.
So building permits are up 8.5%. So much is optimistic about the housing market.
Well, you know what's interesting, too, when you think about all that, you think, wow, how do people get things done during this time, this coronavirus time? How did they see the houses? How did they, you know, talk to the builder? How did they do anything, right? All these numbers are up. So the way they did it was with technology. Thank goodness for technology, right? You know, we all know you had a birthday recently. So the older you get, the less you like technology. But the truth is, technology can really be our friend and help us be so much more successful in business. So whether we're holding an open house, you know, on Facebook, or we are taking someone, giving them a personal tour via FaceTime on our phone or Skype.
I did that this week. I was on the phone with someone for an hour who used to live here and had moved to California and is moving back. And her mother lives here. She was with me at the house, but we did a FaceTime with the prospective buyer on FaceTime for an hour at the house.
Yes. So, it's interesting. Through necessity comes innovation. And I think you see people in all business categories rising to the occasion to overcome, figure out how to do their business better and different than they did before. And it's I don't know, it kind of brings out this pioneer spirit inside of all of us. And when you do well with the new ways of doing business, it really feels good and it feels accomplished to know that despite what comes, because change is constant, right? Change is always constant. So you just have to figure out a way to do what you have to do in spite of the change. Embrace it. Don't get mad about it. Embrace it. Make it work for you.
Yeah, it's just like so many people are working from home now, like you said, and there are so many of those people that realize, oh gosh, I'm going to be working from home even after the coronavirus is over.
Yes.
And I need more space. And there are so many of those people that are looking to change their home because they need an extra room.
Absolutely. And that is going to spur on some purchases for sure.
That's a sale. Maybe a first-time home buyer is going to buy that house, and it creates a purchase of that person needing a larger house.
Yes, domino
effect.
Great
for the economy.
Absolutely.
Hey, when we come back after the break, we're going to talk about there are some people that need to go into forbearance because they're still out of a job. When there are situations like that, there are scammers out there. And I'm going to want to talk about some of those scammers and what you should do to protect yourself from those scammers. So we're going to talk about those so you don't get scammed and you don't lose any money. So we want to, and we're going to answer your questions. We still haven't had any calls today, but that's okay. Stay with us, everyone. We will be right back.
Talk Radio, AM 600. 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says he thinks Tulsa is a safe place to hold his first campaign rally since March, which he'll do tonight. He says there's been incredible demand for a rally in Tulsa. Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany is shrugging off concerns about COVID-19. She says she won't be wearing a mask at the event. The arena seats 19,000 people. The CDC does recommend face coverings in large crowds. However, many Trump supporters are noting the stark contrast between the rules for those rioting against police in several cities with no restrictions of any kind. Republican Senator Josh Hawley says, with its Bostock ruling this week, the U.S. Supreme Court did something Congress has refused to do for more than 50 years, which is to make major changes to the 1964 Civil Rights Act. The court says it now shields employees from discrimination based on sexual orientation. This is SRN News.
Some surgical mask etiquette tips. Make sure the mask is covering both your mouth and your nose. Leaving either out pretty much makes the mask pointless. It's okay to wear sunglasses with your mask. Just understand that no one will be able to recognize you that way. And please, breathe normally while wearing the mask. Doing the Darth Vader breathing thing, it's really not that funny. This message brought to you by...
Tax filing deadline is July 15th. 718 Tax Services is ready. Whether you need small business, personal, or real estate investor tax filing, 718 Tax Services can do virtual preparation and filing and credit restoration in all 50 states. Or come to the office off University Boulevard. 718 Tax Services gets you the biggest refund or make sure that you don't overpay. Just visit 718taxservices.com or on Instagram, hashtag JacksTaxGirl. Or for a local appointment, 904-233-7800.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Did you know that only 1% of all the diamonds in the world qualify to be a Forevermark diamond? They're the world's most carefully selected diamond and the world's most responsibly sourced diamond. These diamonds benefit the communities they're sourced from. That's why these diamonds carry an invisible Forevermark icon on their table. Most people don't know that Forevermark diamonds are individually cared for from the mine all the way to her finger. And that's where Underwoods fits in. Not everybody can carry Forevermark diamonds. And in fact, all of the companies in the Forevermark network that handle the diamond between the mine and her finger are vetted and carefully selected for their honesty and integrity to also carry that Forevermark icon. Underwoods is proud to be a part of the Forevermark network. And in fact, we were one of the first five in the United States invited to join. So come by and see our selection of Forevermark diamonds. In San Marco, Avondale, and the shops of Ponte Vedra.
Angeloff's New Look Furniture at 1110 Edgewood Avenue South in Murray Hill has furniture, appliances, and housewares that look new. The only difference is the price. Why pay more for brand new when Angeloff's New Look Furniture sells it for less? You get the experience of 20 years in business from a five-star dealer. The selection changes daily of antiques and all sorts of furniture, so visit often. Angeloff's New Look Furniture, 1110 Edgewood Avenue South, Murray Hill. On Facebook or call 904-614-0963.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
Partly sunny days through next weekend with highs into the lower 90s. Then mostly cloudy at night, down to 75. Expect about a 30% chance of rain through Monday night, then up to about a 50% chance Tuesday through next weekend.
This segment sponsored by Christine Kennedy of Success Mortgage Partners.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for being here with us today and waiting patiently during the station break. We're so excited to be here talking about real estate. If you guys have any questions, you can always call us at 222-TALK-TO-ME. You have to call 222-TALK, which is 8255.
You know what we forgot to do in the first two segments?
We forgot something?
Yes, we forgot to talk about how interest rates have dropped too.
I don't think we forgot to. I think somebody had a long-winded dissertation in the beginning that took up the time that we would normally talk
about.
It
was worth it to talk about how important Father's Day is and how important.
That's because you're a man. Did you give Mother's Day this much time? Because I don't think you did.
I did.
There's my bantering for the day. No, you didn't.
Mothers are so important.
Right. Those babies wouldn't be here without the mama.
Nor the father, but but we won't get into that.
Anyway, I'm just being silly now. I would like to talk about the interest rates.
Please
would do. Would you like to know what happened to them? It's another all-time low record this past week. The lowest in recorded history. That's over 50 years. The 30-year rate fell 0.08 to 3.13%. Hello? A 3.13% on a 30-year mortgage?
And that's an average.
That's crazy.
So
that's so cheap. That really increases your buying power.
Yeah.
Yeah. The 15-year rate, it also fell. It's now at 2.58%. Wowzer.
But wait, there's more.
There's more. The VA and the FHA 30-year rate, it can be purchased, had, whatever you want to say, at 2.5%. What? I swear to God, I need to go buy something just so I can take advantage of this 2.5%.
You know, I've heard of some people getting a mortgage on their home just so that they can take the money out and go and invest the money because they think that they can invest the money and get a better return someplace than the cost of the mortgage.
Oh, we know that's true.
How about that?
Yeah. Should I do that on my house?
Well, you could.
I could.
You could.
Would you advise that? Is that your advice?
Depends on how good you are at investing.
Here's what I think. I think the older you get, you should be more concerned about paying your house off. So okay. That once you get on Social Security and whatever other things you have set up for yourself,
yeah,
that you can easily live where you live. Not have to change houses.
Well, I recommend that you talk to a good financial advisor. And
the Van Wees
are on right after the show. And they're probably on their way here listening. And maybe they'll respond to the comment that we're making and see if that's a good idea. If you own your home, perhaps get a mortgage to take out some money and invest it. Is that a good thing to do? So we'll call that a question. So Van Wees, answer that question on the show today. We will be listening.
Yes.
All right.
So it's a very exciting time, Howard. For some people, you know, it's not so good. But for some people, they're still okay. So yeah. If you're still okay and you need a bigger house with an office or a homeschool room or a swimming pool in your backyard or something like that, then go ahead and take that chance, make that change, because our world is changing the way we're going to be doing everything from this day forward. A lot of people will be working from home, and you should get a home that you're comfortable in, one you can afford. And while the interest rates are 2.5% on a FHA, seriously, or a VA, you know how many VA people we have in this city? I mean, we're Navy base. Hello. We've got plenty of people here who could put no money down and get a 2.5% interest rate. And guess what? VA goes all the way up to $1 million. Call me.
That's
Let me help
money.
You. I love to work with buyers. So yeah. Call me and I will help you.
Hey, I have to change the tact of the show for a few minutes because there are some people that have lost their jobs. There are some people that that are worried about getting evicted. Well, Freddie Mac had stopped evictions and it had extended it a couple of times already. They had extended it through the end of June, and now they've suspended it through the end of August. So that's a good thing. They've done that except for vacant or abandoned properties. But remember that there are opportunities for you to get a forbearance plan. The important thing is talk to your lender. But, we do not want you to get scammed. And whenever there's an opportunity for people that are in distress, there's an opportunity for bad guys. So we want to talk about that a little bit. And since COVID-19 has come out, there's an estimate of $35 million of scams that have occurred that have affected thousands of people. And unfortunately, when something goes wrong, some people go the extra mile to make it worse. And the fear, you know, causes people to do things that they wouldn't ordinarily do. So scammers might insist that homeowners make mortgage payments to them while they negotiate with the lender. If you're going to make a payment, it goes to the lender. Or the scammers might ask homeowners to sign a paper for a loan modification, but buried in the pile is a document that actually surrenders the title. Either way, the homeowner could lose their home.
This sounds so familiar, doesn't it? Remember when we had all the short sales?
Yes.
And you had so many scammers who were taking advantage of people in distress. So, you know, think twice. If you have someone who's trying to help you, I mean, we all need help. Go to a reliable source for help. Don't work with someone that you don't know because they could take advantage of you. And, you know, you really need to be cautious as you proceed through these difficult times.
Yeah. Never stop making mortgage payments on the advice of a so-called mortgage forbearance expert. The only one that you should take advice from is your lender or mortgage servicer. Don't sign a deed over. Never pay a business or third party for mortgage relief assistance. Never make mortgage payments to anyone but your lender. And that, in short, consumers must never let any third party negotiate for them. Talk to the lender yourself.
Yes.
Period. End of story. We don't want you to lose any payments that you think you are making to your lender or for any so-called fee that is charged to help you with that.
Right.
So we don't want you to be any of the thousands of people that have already spent $35 million since the beginning of 2020 to lose money. So that's that. All right?
Yes.
Remember that any missed payments can be deferred till the end of the loan. This is a wonderful, wonderful program. And remember, there is a...
Wait, can I say something about that? You're still talking about forbearance?
Yes.
So when Christine was on last week and you weren't here, the one of the things she talked about is that... the next mortgage company, it is reported on your credit. So we've said before on the radio that that it's not, because that's what it says on the websites. But the, you know, if you go to get a new mortgage, let's say you want to sell your house, you're in forbearance, you can't do that. They can see you're in forbearance. And so that they're not going to give you a mortgage. So if you're in forbearance, selling your house, if you need to get a mortgage to buy the next house, bad idea. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. You need to pay your mortgage, what she said was for 3 months in a row, to get back on track before the next lender will give you a loan. So that's really important to know, because she's had it happen already a couple times where people just put their house up for sale thinking no one can see their forbearance status. And they got a buyer on their house, and so they're under contract to sell their house, but now they can't buy a house. So, it's a mess.
Okay.
You got to know what you're doing.
We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. There's a new resource, not only for owners, but also for renters affected by COVID-19. Whether you were sick, job loss, work hour reduction, or other issues, it's knowyouroptions.com. Knowyouroptions.com. They have videos and fact sheets and mortgage loan and apartment lookup tools. There are options that you may never have even thought of. There are military options, reverse mortgage for seniors. Check it out. It has so much stuff on it. I've looked at it and thought, wow, this is great. And it'll tell you how to get in touch with your own bank. Don't put your head in the sand. Hey, when we come back after the break, we got more things to talk about, and we still have time to answer your individual questions. So that's what we want to do. We are always here to help you on Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard. We got one more segment to do. So stay with us, everyone, and call us at 222-8255. And either I will answer your questions or Angela will, right, Angela?
Probably me.
Probably you. You're the one?
I'm smart.
All right, we'll be right back, everyone. Stay with us.
One of the most critical parts of buying or selling your home is the very last process. That's the closing process. Angela and I recommend Watson Title Services. They have the experience to handle any issue that can come up, and there is never an upfront fee to the seller. Whether you are using a realtor with the sale of your home or not, always ask for Watson Title Service to handle your closing. We do. Call them at 461-3220. That's Watson Title Services.
To my realtor listeners out there, do you have sellers that want to sell a condo? Do you have buyers that want to buy a condo? Have you been told that the condo is not financeable, not on the list, or require 25% down? Did you know that there's a 3% down conventional financing for condos that are not on the list? Call Christine Kennedy at 904-514-6969 to see how you can get your condo financed for as little as 3% down.
Hey, WBOB listeners, it's your realtor on the radio, Howard Vergalis of Watson Realty Corp. Angela and I don't just do the radio show. We are active realtors. When it's time to buy, we will interview you to determine your specific housing needs. Distance to work, style of home, school needs, distance to place of worship, kids' activities, lifestyles, number of bedrooms, budget, and so much more. In short, we do our very best to find you your perfect home. We won't waste your time showing you houses that don't fit your needs. Whether you're moving up, moving into your first home, or now an empty nester, you can trust us for the most important purchase of your life. It's what we do. It's what we'll do for you. Experience the Angela and Howard team advantage. Call us at 421-7950.
This segment of Real Estate Radio with Angela and Howard is brought to you by Watson Title Services of Northeast Florida. For answers to your North Florida real estate questions, call into the show at 222-TALK. That's 222-8255.
Welcome back, everybody. So excited to be here on this happy, happy, happy Saturday. You know what I learned this week, Howard?
What is
that?
I learned
something about myself.
That's always a good thing.
It is.
I think so. It depends. How did you take the news?
Well, here's what I learned.
Yeah.
I learned that I don't like goodbyes.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So we had a closing this week. It said Watson Title, and that made me think about we closed at Watson Title because that's what we do. They're awesome. And we closed on Matthew and Jen Olson and their family. And, you know, I helped them move here 3 years ago and find this wonderful farm in St. Augustine, 16 and a half acres, and it sold immediately. And we literally, this is the plug for Watson Title, we closed in 10 days. 10 days. Hello. That was fast. It was really, really fast. So, you know, Watson Title jumped right in and did everything that they needed to do. And I really, really appreciate the level of attention that they gave this. This was such a busy closing week for them, and to squeeze in one more closing sort of at that last minute. But anyway, I'm going to miss Matthew and Jen. As I was trying to say goodbye to them, I finally just said, I can't. This is just so long. We will come to Arizona or wherever and find you and say hello again. So that's my thing. Yeah, I now know I don't like goodbyes.
Unfortunately, they're moving to where the fires are.
Yes.
So,
yes. So that's all weird, isn't it?
One of the biggest fires in Arizona history.
Yeah.
Was it Tucson?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we wish them well. He's getting a wonderful job out there, and his wife and four kids are going to love it out there.
Oh, yeah. They're really looking forward to it.
So we wish them well. Hey, mm-hmm. we got a call this week from one of our listeners, and he said he's got a problem.
What's his problem?
And he said he's got a problem with a neighbor. He thinks that his neighbor's actions and such are hurting the value of his home.
Ooh.
And he wonders what he can do. and he's in a community where there is an HOA. Well, that makes it a lot easier. So we gave him kind of a list of things that he can do. And number one, the first thing you do is you should talk to your neighbor. And part of it is the way the home looks.
It can be difficult to do that, though, right?
It can.
Yes.
Yes.
It takes a diplomatic skill set, if you will.
Yeah. So sometimes it depends also whether you're in an HOA or not in an HOA. But the first thing to do is to talk to the neighbor. The neighbor may want to improve the home's exterior, but may not have the time, may not have the tools, may not have the know-how, or may not have the money to do it. So you could consider offering to cut their lawn for them, because it could be an elderly person. You could lend them a ladder, or you could lend them some of your own time. You could do, and this is done in Springfield a lot, do a block party to repaint the house.
Yes.
That's done a lot for some of the smaller, older homes that are, you know, owned by the same person for years and years. They do block parties and they paint houses.
Yes.
So that's one of the things you could do. Another thing is you could consult with the Homeowners Association and see if they can get involved, if there is a Homeowners Association. You could speak to the county or city housing code enforcement. For example, if your neighbor's yard is grown up, you know, a foot and a half tall, that's clearly not allowed. The city will come in and put a notice on the house saying this must be cut, and if you don't cut it within X amount of days, then you could be fined. I received one of those notices once on a tenant property. Well, it was a tenant property. The tenant had not been taking care of the property. They had a lot of trash that I was not aware of, and I got the notification as well as the tenant, and first thing I did was go to the tenant and say, hey, what's going on? Anyway, we resolved it that way. And if the house is, by the way, is bank owned, you could contact the bank, because they may not be aware that the house and or the property is in bad shape. So there are several things that you can do. It just depends on the situation. So, I mean, it even includes such things as loud music. There is such a thing called peaceful enjoyment of your home, and the police can be contacted. You know, you can't have music after a certain time of day. I believe it is 10 o'clock at night.
Yes.
So, you know, if a guy has a garage band and he's playing at 10 o'clock at night with the garage open, then the garage door is open. That's a no-no. So there are all sorts of ways to resolve this. And it really depends on the particular situation. Anyway, if
Absolutely.
We can help you with your questions, whether on the air or off the air, give us a call and we would be happy to help you. But right now, we have to go to our hot deals of the day, because we have two open houses this week, and one of them is a brand new listing. It's been on the market for a whopping 6 days. It is in Orange Park in the Fox Ridge subdivision. It is 1,800 square feet plus 200 square feet of heated and cooled Florida room. This has great curb appeal. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath, and the owners, this is a family home, and the owners just spent over $35,000 fixing it up and making it look beautiful.
And
from
does
paint
it ever.
To
wow.
a new kitchen, to new flooring, just so many things, new appliances, all sorts of new things, new cabinets, new countertops, new LED lighting, under cabinet lighting, all sorts of things to make it look great. I'm going to be there today right after the show. It was from 11:30 to 1:30. I'll stay as long as people are coming. I'll probably get there a little bit early. So the address is 913 Quail Ridge Court. It's off of Blanding Boulevard.
Yes, indeed. And you know where I'm going to be?
Well, tell everybody.
Not there.
Not there.
Not there.
Some people are going to want to come and see you.
Well, of course. So you can find me in Windward Ranch, that's located off State Road 16 in St. Augustine, out near the Outlet Malls. So come see me first and then go shopping at the outlet malls. That sounds like a great day. I'll be at 426 St. Kitts Loop. And I love this community. It is so lovely. It's a Lennar community. It is gated in a very prestigious looking way as you come through the gate. So you got to love that. This home, here's all I can say, is why would anybody wait to build? Because this home, to me, is so much better than what the builder's going to do for you. So this is a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half-bathroom home, 2,510 square feet. It was actually built in 2016, and they've had many, many upgrades to the home since they've owned it. They, for one thing, they put in a new kitchen 2 years ago. With quartz. I love quartz. It's so pretty. And you don't have to worry about it getting contaminated. I love quartz. Glass tile backsplash, upgraded stainless steel appliances. I mean, this is fancy, fancy. That tells you this family was not thinking about moving when they updated their kitchen to this beautiful thing. The other thing about this house is it has more storage than any house I've been in a really, really long time. They've added a lot of cabinetry and laundry rooms and pantries and all sorts of things. They have that touchless faucet. That's kind of cool. I think I'm going to play with that while I'm there today. The house is just wonderful. It's
great
on
view.
The pond.
Yeah,
yes.
Great view.
And they have a wonderful screen lanai that's so, so, so amazing. So I'm hoping that I'll be able to show off all of the very, very fine features to lots of people today. I hope they all come out to see this house, and then I hope someone buys it.
Where is it?
I already told you. It's in Windward Ranch.
Windward Ranch.
Yes.
Which is not near off the Outlet
State
Mall.
State Road 16 near the Outlet Mall. It's 426 St. Kitts Loop.
And if you want to build, we got a cleared vacant lot that's on Cherokee, which is the corner of McCoy's and Fitzgerald, a third of an acre.
Yes.
Only $25,000.
Bargain. Bargain.
We also have a condo at the beach at Summer House.
Yes.
And one of our listings just put on a brand new roof in Beauclair, 3,300 square feet. Oh, my.
This is a wonderful home. Great, great curb appeal, swimming pool, one house off the river. Everybody wants to be in Beauclair. You know why? There's no HOA. There's no CDD. This is a rambling ranch, as we call it. Has four bedrooms on one side, another bed and bath on the other side of the home. Big spaces, formal living room, formal dining room, family room, Florida room, screen porch, plus the pool, big circular drive in the front. It has everything you need to entertain your friends and family. Have a party. It's got plenty of parking. I'm telling you, I love this house. It's wonderful. Again, another all-brick ranch home.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Hey, the Van Wees are on tap. They're going to tell you what's been going on.
Oh, we got a thumbs up.
We got a thumbs up, and
yay,
they're going to answer our question that we gave.
Good.
Yeah.
Glad you heard it.
All right. Hey, folks, we love living here in Northeast Florida. We want you to use us when it's time for the most important transaction of your life. We're here to help you. Call Angela after the show at 465-3845.
Yes.
Or call me, 687-8161. We want you to have a wonderful day. Remember to call your dad for Father's Day tomorrow. It's a wonderful day. God bless everyone. We'll be back with you next week.